8 days of early voting in Escambia County ended on Saturday, as did 13 days in Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on the run-up to Tuesday's primary election.
Of the three counties in the Western Panhandle, Okaloosa collected the most votes in the early period at just under 6,200. Paul Lux, the county's election supervisor, says despite the most recent numbers, early voting is gaining in popularity.
In 2010, we had just over 7,000 people vote early. So we're about 830 fewer people voted early this year than did in the last gubernatorial primary. And yet in the year of presidential in 2012, 6,800 people voted early. It really is a very hard to predict number.
Absentee ballots processed in Okaloosa County as of Monday total just under 5,000.
In 2010, we had just over 6,000. Of course, we've only got one more day for those absentees to come in, so it looks like we're probably going to fall a little bit short there as well.
We ended up with an exact amount would be 3,742 early votes that were cast.
Tappy Villain is overseeing her first election cycle as Santa Rosa election supervisor. She says they're drawing from past history as well.
In 2012, we only had the 8 days of early voting. In 2010, we had 12 days of early voting. So, you know, it keeps changing, but it lines up pretty well with 2010 for the most part, because that would be the most similar year to compare it to.
Villain says out of the more than 7,500 absentee ballots sent out for the primary, they've gotten back about 2,900. The deadline to return an absentee ballot is 7 o'clock Tuesday night in all three counties. In Escambia County, the unofficial tally of early voters is 4,354 during the county's 8-day period. Supervisor David Stafford says that's down from 6,700 votes cast in both 2010 and 2012. But he adds that the number of absentee ballots requested is up, likely in part because of a change in state election law.
In previous election cycles, you were able to request an absentee ballot for two full election cycles. Before they changed the law, you could only do that for one full cycle. So you had people that were getting absentee ballots that had made their request prior to the 2012 presidential election year. Again, the big question mark is, what's Election Day going to look like?
Stafford also reminds voters planning to cast ballots at their polling locations on Tuesday to know where to go.
The easiest way to do that is go onto our website, is escambiavotes.com. There's a link there that says, where do I vote? And you just put in your information and we'll let you know exactly where to go on Election Day.
The same goes for votesantarosa.com and govote-okaloosa.com. So-called off-year primaries tend to draw a large share of voter apathy. All three supervisors, David Stafford, Tappy Villain, and Paul Lux, predict low turnout in their counties.
I was right around 25%. We'll have to see. You know, there is much fewer contests on the ballot.
You know, historically, if you look at 2010 and 2012, it was in the lower 20s. It was more like 21, 22%.
I really think we're going to see somewhere between 28 and 32% overall for this election.
The polls open Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock and will close that evening at 7. WUWF's coverage of primary returns kicks off at 6:58 Tuesday evening. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.